This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's defense ministry said on Monday 63 Russian soldiers had been killed in a Ukrainian New Year's Eve attack on their quarters in the Russian-controlled part of Ukraine's Donetsk province. A defense ministry spokesman said six missiles had been fired, of which four hit the building, described as a temporary deployment point, while the others were intercepted and destroyed. Earlier, Ukraine's defense ministry said as many as 400 Russians had been killed. Tens of thousands of people paid their respects on Monday to former Pope Benedict XVI at the Vatican at the start of 3 days of lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica before his funeral on Thursday. They began queuing before dawn to view his body, which was transferred early in the morning from the monastery in the Vatican grounds where he died on Saturday, aged 95. Benedict led the Catholic Church for 8 years until 2013, becoming the first pope in six centuries to step down, citing declining health. Thousands of mourners began paying their respects to Pele in a solemn procession past his coffin at a stadium in his hometown of Santos. The Brazilian soccer great died Thursday after a battle with cancer. The three-time World Cup winner's coffin was placed on the field where he scored some of his best goals. Mourners walked past his casket in the midfield area of the stadium. A Catholic mass will be celebrated there Tuesday before his burial at a nearby cemetery. Find more on these stories and the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Protesters in Bolivia's farming region of Santa Cruz are blocking highways out of the province, threatening to snarl the domestic transport of grains and food as anger simmers following the arrest of local governor Luis Camacho. The region is in its sixth day of protests that have seen thousands of people take to the streets and nights of clashes with weaponized fireworks and cars burned. The protests, sparked by the December 28th arrest of Camacho over an alleged coup in 2019, are deepening divides between lowland Santa Cruz and the highland, more indigenous political capital La Paz, which have long butted heads over politics and state funds. The U.S. has returned a looted ancient artifact, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It's an ancient wooden coffin, a sarcophagus that dates back to the late dynastic period of ancient Egypt, an era that spanned from 664 B.C. until Alexander the Great's campaign in 332 B.C. It may have belonged to an ancient priest. It had been on display at the Houston Museum of Natural Sciences, but 3 months ago, the Manhattan DA's office determined it had been looted from an area north of Cairo and smuggled into the U.S. in 2008, trafficked by a well-organized network that has done this with other antiquities, says the DA. I'm Rita Foley.
Tram and bus workers in the Tunisian capital staged a strike over delays in salaries and the lack of an end-of-year bonus Monday, creating traffic jams across Tunis. The strike is the latest in a string of similar actions as Tunisia grapples with an economic crisis that has led to frequent shortages of basic goods from petrol to cooking oil. The North African nation is struggling with debts of more than 100% of gross domestic product and is in negotiations with the International Monetary Fund for a nearly $2 billion bailout. Britain's medical bodies on Monday said patients were dying due to inadequate care and urged the government to act as Britain's health service grapples with a winter of a crisis of strikes and soaring demand. The Royal College of Emergency Medicine on Sunday said between 300 and 500 patients would die each week in emergency care, notably due to long waiting times. Its vice president stood by the prediction on Monday, rejecting suggestions that short-term factors had caused the crisis after some hospital officials challenged the claim. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.